Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara. Yikra Bo She'enei Shaloi V'lokha. What is the din if the Lekeach was makir that the karka does not belong to the moicher? He's selling him a karka gzula V'lokha, and he purchased it. Omara Mois Yeshloi Shabach Einloi. So Rab said that when the Nigzal comes and takes it away from the Lekeach, so Mois Yeshloi, he's entitled to get back the money he paid the Moicher, who's a Gazlan, so he gets back the money. But the Shvach, that what he invested in the Karke, that he cannot be Teveya from the Meichel. And we're speaking about the Shvach that's Yeser ala Yitzir. The Shvach keneged Yitzir, that he mons from the Nigzal. He was Mashbiach his Karke. The Shvach a Yeser ala Yitzir, he does not get from the Moicha. Mois Yeshloi Shvach Einloi. Ushmuel Omar Afilu Mois Einloi. And Shmuel says, Afilu, the money he gave to the Moicha, he also does not get back. When the Nigzal takes away the Karka from him, he's left penniless. He doesn't have even the money he gave to the Moicher. So we have here a machloikis in the Mois. If he gets back the Mois. B'maika miflegi, what is the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel legabi the Mois? Is Rav sovar odom yedeya shekarka inloi? A person realizes, he knows it's hikabo, it's not nimtzei she'enei shaloi. It's hikabo she'enei shaloi, so he realizes that the karka does not belong to the moichel. V'gomar v'nosan l'shem pekod. So he gave the money l'shem pekod. He gave it to him for a pekodin, and the Rishonim say it doesn't mean pekodin not to use, it's a pekodin, it's a halva, that he could use the money, he can use the money. V'neimalei l'shum pekodin. So let him tell him that he's giving it l'shum pekodin. Sova loy mekabel. If I give him the money, and I tell him I'm giving him money, that he should be achoy on the money, he won't be maskim. So that's why he tells him that he's buying the karka. Ushmur sova, odam yedeya shekarka inloy. A person knows that the karka will not eventually remain by him. V'gomar v'nosan l'shum matone. So therefore, he gave l'shum matone. So we say he's giving him the money to keep. V'neim olei l'shum matone. Let him tell him beferish is giving him a matone. Ksif olei milse. He's embarrassed to take a matone. Yeah. Let us go further. So we'll come back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Vapligi beichada zimne." This machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, if it is a pekodin or a matone, when the transaction that is being made is not capable of transpiring. So what is with the Mois? So we have in another place the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. In a similar case, the Itma, we learned to Makadish es achaisai. A person was Makadish his sister. Kedushin is in Teufis and in Elve. Rav Omar Mois Chaisrin. So Rav says he gets back the money. Ushmul Omar Mois Maton. She keeps the money. Rav Omar Mois Chaisrin. Odom Yedeish and Kedushin Teufis and Bachaisai. The Gomar Venosan Lashum Pekodin. So when he's giving it to her, he's giving it to her for Alvo. That's why he's giving it L'shem, it says L'shem Kedushin. Shmuel Amar Mois Matane, Adam Yedeish and Kedushin Teifsen Bachayisai, V'gomar V'nosen L'shem Matane. So he gave it L'shem Matane, V'nei Mala L'shem Matane, K'sif Ola Mils. So Bekitza, we have a similar machloikis between Rav and Shmuel by Makadish Achaisa. So why do we need these alachayre two similar cases? A transaction is being made, which alachayre can't transpire. Here a person is purchasing a karka gzula. Here he's marrying Achaisa. Both of them can't transpire. The shaila is what is with the money. Since the transaction can't transpire, so the machlik is Rav Shmuel, what the Nisin wants should be done with the money. So the Gemara asks, so why do we have to speak about two different cases? So the Gemara says, Srich, I need both cases. The Itma Baha would only say the case of hikabo sheini shaloi. Bahoka marav doli of the inchi diyavi matanis l'necho. Here Rav holds, a person is purchasing a property. We're not speaking about doesn't cost a shavaputim. Stama is paying a lot of money for the karka. So here Rav holds, it's ikhe not mistava that he's giving away the money for a matone to a person who's no relative to him. So here Rav holds etzicha pekot. Avol gabi achaisai, but in the case of Makadish achaisai, sa'ima moide leile shmu, maybe there he's moide to shmu. Ritma bahach, and if we'd only say by Makadish achaisai, bahach kama shmu, davke by kedushin shmu holds it's a matone. Aber if a person purchased a karke, so then could be he's made it to Rav. That what? Aber boho ima moide le l'rav. That you don't give a matana to a necho. So that's why we need both of these memories. I said, need the memory of Hikebo Sheinish like to tell me that even he's an Achro, Rav holds, Shmuel holds that it's a Matone. And they need the memory of a Makadish Esachai said, even though she's a Kreva, Rav holds it's still not a Matone. That's why we need these two cases. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. Bein l'Rav da Oma Pekodin, bein l'Shmuel da Oma Matone. Now we head over here, Machlik is what the true intent of the Nesinus HaMois was, either a Pekodin or a Matone. If that is the case, that is not the case over here. Lemaise de lekeach went into the field. He gave him money. He goes into the field and he eats the peiris. So what's pshat in that? I mean, you're telling me that Adam Yedeya. So if it's Adam Yedeya, so So you wanted to give a pekodin, you wanted to give a matana, fine. So you give the matana, you give the pekodin, and then finished. You were yoitzer with what you wanted to do. Then finish, you go back to your private business. Why did he go into the karka? This person is going into a karka and he's working on the karka and eating the peiros. The way Rav and Shmuel say, he should not go in, and then the Meichel will ask him, what happened? You bought a karka, why aren't you going into the karka? Figure it out yourself. So then we'll say, so Rav says it's a kod, Shmuel says it's a batone, whatever it is, but here it's not that way, here it's the other way around. He's going into the field, he's eating the peiros. Zog the Gemara, Sova ano eches la'are v'eved v'echel begave, k'heche deka'oved ihu. Now, this person, even though it's ikebo sheine shaloi, to his knowledge, but Lamaisa, the Goslin, was there for the last 5 years. No one kicked him out. Things were oilam kimin hoge noig. So what's pshat in this? He doesn't know. Maybe the nigzel was miyash. He doesn't know pshat. Abol kaponim, things were going good by the Goslin. The Goslin was in the field, and no one shepherded with him. So Lamaisa, when he's giving money to the Goslin, he's hoping that he'll have the same mazel that the Goslin had, and then he'll be able to be there. L'neitzach l'tzochem. But if the balabos will come, zuzoi nehevi, L'rav doma pekodin pekodin, L'shmul doma matona matona. So now we see by the maskonas ha-gemore, we see somehow there was an intent to buy the karka. There was some hope that he might be successful and remain on this karka. That's what we see close. That's why he's going into the karka. The whole machlekes Rav Shmuel is, if he doesn't have so much mazel and the nigzel takes it away, so what will be now with the karka? With the money, what will be now with the money? What was the intent with the money? The zikha was a realization that the karka might be taken away from him. So then, now there's a machlekes. So what was his intent should be with the money? So it's very modne. The comparison to Kedushin. I mean, by Kedushin, take, there's no Havamina, there's going to be Kedushin. So here it's mamish. What they're speaking about is not at all what's going to end up. So Memele, so here Shmuel says, so it's Amatone. It's Amatone. I mean, he knows that he can't make Kedushin. It's Amatone. So the Gemara asks Akasha, so why do you need a member of Shmuel by Mekir and Memker? I mean, by Mekir and Memker, this person doesn't know that it won't be a Mekir and Memker. He's going into the field, he's being mashbiach the karka, he's eating the peiros. Adam Yedeya, I mean, the kasha of the Gemara, l'chayr, is very difficult to understand. How is the Gemara comparing this to? How is the Gemara comparing Hikibo Sheinu Shaloi to Kedushin? Just like over there, it's a matana, it's also a matana. You have the same Adam Yedeya. It's not the same Adam Yedeya. Here he really has hopes that it'll be a Mekir HaMemker. That's why he's giving the money. What will be if
If the Mecca will become bottle, so he wants back the money. I mean, it's, he wants, in the whole dimion of the Gemara's, the Davoini, very difficult to understand. Let us see Rashi. Hityabo loikeyach bekarkezu. She'einai shaloi shal meicha. He knows it doesn't belong to the meicha. She'gzula hoisa etzloi. That it was stolen. The lokha, the afal pikein, he purchased it. So now, the shaila is, what happens when the nigzel takes it away? Mois yeshloi min hamoicha, sheitziyeno nigzal miyodai. When the nigzel will take it away, he gets back his money. Shvach ain't like, he doesn't have shvach. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just say another pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva brings down, there's a balamoya. Shvach ain't like, we had before a machlekes Rav Shmuel by the nimtzeis she'enei shaloi. That means there was zicher a intent to make a mekach a memka. Katalekech zicher did not know that it was a stolen karka. There is a machloikis Rav Shmuel if he gets shvach. Rav holds he gets shvach, talekech gets shvach. It was a mekach a memka. Lekech didn't know from anything. So Rav held, just like every Mekech and Memker, we'll see there's a din achayis to sefer, that when a Lekech buys something, there's an insurance mitzad the Meicher, that if he's mashbir the karke, he shouldn't lose the shvach. Shvach yeshloi. That's what we had before Lohikir. There was a emes a Mekech and Memker mitzad the Lekech. The Meicher knew, but the Lekech didn't know. So there's an ansadi that, according to Rav Al Kaponim, you say a chayis to a sefer, that the meicher is mekabel a chayis if the lekeich will be mashbiach, and later the kak will be taken away, so he'll reimburse the shvach. That was the svar of Rav. Shmuel said no. Afilu, first of all, Shmuel doesn't hold a chayis to a sefer. Number one. And number two, Shmuel said that Afilu Pirish Loya says Shvach, Afilu he said Beferish is going to give him the Shvach. But it's Merzakiribis. I mean, since the Mekach wasn't Chal, so Memele, so it comes out, he gave him, really there wasn't a Mekach, it was a Karkin Zula. He gave him $100, he's going to return to him, $120, so it's Merzike Ribbis. That was the svar of Shmuel, and Rav held it's not Merzike Ribbis. Rav held it's Derech Mekech HaMemker, the Lekech doesn't know, the Chmein Lecheire, this is Zichah given the Shem Mekech HaMemker. Perhaps as the Sugi progresses, we'll see it's more than the Shem Mekech HaMemker. We'll see there's really an obligation on the meicher to purchase the karka from the gazlan to make sure that the mekach should be good. So there's a ravot, it's a mekach and memka. Now here we're talking about hikir bo sheinu shaloi. So here, lechayre, there's no assumptions. The lekeich knows the karka doesn't belong to the meicher. So lechayre, here it's, So the Balamoyer says, so here Rav is also moide shvach einloi as here it's merzike ribbis. Rav only said shvach yeshloi by nimtzei she'einu shaloi. That means that the lekeich is under the impression he's making a good mekach, and perhaps the moich is obligating himself to ensure it should be a good mekach. So that if somehow the meicher wasn't successful, and the nigzel took away the karka. So he's obligated to reimburse him for the shvach he invested. But here, hikya boshayne shaloi, here tzicha merzli keribit. So the Baal HaMoir says that is the reason of Rav that says, here shvach ain loi, here Rav is made to Shmuel over there. And there's a big machlokes on Rishonim. We had, according to Shmuel, that said shvach ein loy by nimtzei sheinu shaloi, but Shmuel said there are certain cases that yesh loy shvach, if he paid him back with karke, was konimi yodai, there are certain cases where it's not merzik eribis. So there's a machlokes on Rishonim by hikirbo, if this will be applicable according to Rav also. That means here Rav is Moidetz Merzik Eribis, but could be the loopholes that Shmuel held, if he pays him back Karke, Yeshli Karke, that alone makes that it's not Merzik Eribis. Could be Rav will be Moidetz by Hiker, or could be Hiker is really Merzik Eribis and nothing will help. But that's how the Rishonim learned Pshat in Rav, that Shvach ain loy, because here it's Merzik Eribis given Shehikabo. Now let us see Rashi. Shvach ain loy, Shekarke ze ain loy konui loy. Now, first of all, who's the loy? If the loy means the loykeach, that he wasn't kainet, so mamela the shvach doesn't belong to him. I mean, that's ichishver, so, by nimse she'ine shaloi, it also wasn't koni loi. And there lamaise, he does get shvach. The Meiri says, the Meiri brings down two pshotim in Rav by shvach ein loy. One time the Meiri says what we mentioned before from the Baal HaMoir, it's merzik eribis. And then the Meiri says, tam adova b'ma sheine neitelas ha-shvach nire, mitzad she'odom yedeya shekarka ein loy, he knows that the karka is not his, the gum of an awesome l'shem pekodl. So, there's no shvach. What kind of shvach is over here? The whole din of shvach is an obligation of a meicher to make sure that you shouldn't have too many have saved them from the mekach. Zuk the ritve, but over here, I mean, he's giving l'shem pekodin. He's not the, there's no transaction over here. Adam yedei shekarka eloi. He knows that the karka doesn't belong. V'gom avonos l'shem pekodin. So what, there's no expectations to get paid back to shvach. The whole din that a lekeach gets shvach is, I bought something, so you should ensure that I shouldn't have a loss from the Mecca, but if I know I'm giving it to you l'shem pekodin, so mehechi teisi should there be shvach. So maybe that's what Rashi means also. Shekak is there einay koni loy to the meicher, and the lekeach knows about it. So there's no expectations to ensure the Mecca. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi also. But then we have to understand the end of the Gemara, all of a sudden at the end of the Gemara we see the Lekeach is going into the Karka and he has great expectations. He wants to, he's eating the Peres, he's Mashbir, the Karka. I mean, the Tzat Pekodin is, if I won't have a Mazel and the Nizel take it away, no, what's with the money? What's with the money that was given to him before? So it's not because that means I want it back. I want it back. Basically, could be that's Pshat and Rashi like the Meiri. Loimekabel Lishmael. Now, the Gemara asked Akasha, if he wants to give it L'shem Pekodin, so why doesn't he tell him L'shem Pekodin? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, L'davoyne, I also don't understand this Kasha. I mean, the way the Gemara ends up, it's not pshat that he's giving him a Pekodin. He wants to buy a karka. The Gemara at the end, Lamaisa says, this person is going into the karka. He's being mashbir the karka. He's eating the peiros. He's going with a different outlook. He's hoping, Shem Yazel. That's what he's hoping for. He's aware there's a possibility that, the karka might be taken away from him. But you ask Akasha, why didn't he give him a pekodin? So there's Akasha, why didn't he give him a pekodin? Because he won't be mekabel the pekodin. He's not interested in giving a pekodin. I mean, the Gemara asks, Sai by Rav, Sai by Shmuel. If you mean l'shem pekodin, give him a feirish a pekodin. He won't be mekabel. Give him a feirish a maton. It's embarrassing. The cash, I don't understand. I mean, he's not giving Beferish a Matana, he's not giving Beferish a Pekodin, because he has a different intent over here. He has an intent to buy the karka. That's it, doesn't give a fair. The shaila is, you'll ask him now, or give him a questionnaire, what will be, if will be taken away? What's that? But, yes, she give Beferish a Matana. I mean, they're talking differently. They're talking, I'm buying a karka, and the moicha gives him a brocha, a tzlocha, rab, everything should go good by you like it went by me. I mean, so there's a kasha, why didn't you say you're giving l'shem pekod? I mean, I'm giving l'shem eka. Al tiftach pe l'sotin, that'll be taken away from me, it'll be taken away. But the kasha of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. And then, what does the Gemara say? That's I don't understand. But then, what does the Gemara say? Let him say he's giving l'shem pekodin. So I said, no, you tell him l'shem pekodin. He's not interested in mekabel achayis. So Rashi says, lo mekabel Ishmael. He won't be mekabel. I'll tell him pekodin. So the moich is going to say, a guten tag, take your money, put it in the bank. I'm not interested in mekabel achayis. So I saw an Ayelus HaShachas, Yelus HaShachas. So this person is not interested in being a Kabbalah Chai. Fine. So he can't talk to Pekodin. He can't talk to him Pekodin. You talk to him Pekodin and say, I couldn't talk. He's not interested in Kabbalah Chai. So what do you talk to him? I'm buying from you a karka. Fine. Oh, well, that he understands. Now you're speaking my language. You're buying a karka. Now, when I'm buying a karka, so I'm giving you the money. Now, if he's giving the money, so the zichah no kabbalah sachayis on the money. I mean, he's not a kabbalah chayis. He just sold the karka. What he want? What he's going to do with the money? He'll go and gamble with it. Hakasha Bai said he's going to do it. He's not a kabbalah chayis. Now, I can't talk pekodin because he won't be a kabbalah Ishmael. So when you give him the money for Mekech Memkis, he's also not Mekabel Ishmael. So what did you accomplish? He's not Mekabel Ishmael. It's very unclear. Chayri is not Mechuyev Bonson. Yeah. Mois chayzren akedushin chayzren loy. Now, I have one more problem over here. I really don't know how this works by kedushin. Bishleime by mecher, hike by sheni shaloi, so the rishonim say clearly, the kodin means halvo. And the rosh is, it's a halvo, till the karka will be taken away. That means, if the karka will be taken away, it's Baruch Hashem, so it's a mekach. If the karka will be taken away, so then it's a halvo. It's a halvo till then. It's a halvo till then. Good. The minute the nigzel takes away the karka, it could be 5 years later, 10 years later, whatever it is, The next day, the Lekeach is knocking on the door of the Meicher, Rabid, the Avo is over, you have to give me back the money. Okay, so it's a Avo. And the Rosh says, Beferish, before the Nigzel takes it away, so unclear, before the Nigzel takes it away, the Lekeach, he's still in the Karke, and the Lekeach wants to he goes to the Meiche, give me back the money. Give me back the money, I'm sorry. I mean, you know the Karke wasn't yours to begin with. Whatever it is, it's a halvo, divorce, till the Nigzel takes it away. I mean, it's a halvo. So I don't know by Kedushin, I don't know how it works over there. Here I understand this alvo till the Nigzel takes it away, and then I want back my money. By Kedushin, till he was Makadish Achoisoi, so he gives her money, so it's alvo till when? It's alvo, when does she have to return the money? I mean, I don't understand. Here there's Azman al Kaponim, there's Azman, the Rosh is clothed, there's Azman. This man is that it's alvo till the Nigzel takes it away, the Nigzel takes it away. I want back the money. By Makadish Achoise, I don't know clothes. If it's a halvo, till when is it halvo? When can he demand back the money? Next minute. I mean, So let's see Rashi further. Mois chayso makdushim chayso loy. Bein l'rav da'om akloyme, heichem etzine loyme taime d'rav mishim d'gom avanosom l'shem pekodem. Time of the Shmu Mishum the Goma Vanosan Shem Aton. We have a title Had Mahanech. If that's the intent, he have a nochis layare, loivdo, velechel peri says. So why is he going into the Karke? Alkoche, there's a different scenario over here. Alkoche sovo hoyo shiemechekai. From what he is doing, you see, he's under the impression that the mech is kai. Loihoya boki bedin. I hacked the mimecha bikayim, hakasha for my seal, you should kind of bike a koi so cock and excels. I don't know what he held. The time of the plug to the rabbi shmut hamachino, it can't be the way you say, because we see Claude, this person is not interested in making alvo, not interested in giving matonis, he's interested in buying the kalke. The hava ovid a gazlan. He felt he's going to be in the, do whatever the Gazlan did, and he's going to take over the ownership of the Gazlan. But now, after the Nixel took it away, now we have a Shaila, what is with the money? That's on that side, he was aware there's such a possibility. The high omal zuzi nehevi matone. Fine. Zukta gemore baita, omarove. Hilchese yesh loy mois, vi yesh loy shvach, va afal pish loy pirish loy esa shvach. Now, so Rashi says, Hilchese beplukte kamaise. We had a machloikis before, Rav Shmuel, by Nimtzeis She'ene Shaloi, he did not know, the Melekech did not know that it's a stolen karke. Nimtzeis She'ene Shaloi. So he had a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav said Shvach Yeshloi, Shmuel said Shvach Einloi. So Hilchese Beplukte Kamaise Yeshloi Mois V'Yeshloi Shvach, like Rav. We had later, and that Shmuel holds, I don't say Achayis to Sefer by Shvach, you have to ask the Moichib is Mekabel the Shvach. No, we pass in Shvach Yeshloi. We pass in, it's not Merzik Yeribis, by Nimtzei Shein Yeshloi. We pass in Yishayiv, Achayis HaShvach HaFilu, they didn't ask the Moichet. Sachayis to Sefer. Rav, that's a little see, Yeshle Mois, Yeshle Shvach, Vafa Pishle Pirishle Yeshle Shvach. Hikir bo Sha'ene Shaloi Velokho. Now, in our case, that he knew that it's a Gegazel Tekarke, Mois Yeshle, Shvach Einloi. That's, he also, we paskin like Rav. And the third thing we paskin like Rav, Achayis to Yisayfahu, Ben b'shitrei avo, ben b'shitrei mekech ememke. Like we had, shibud zorich limolech, Shmuel holds achayis, lav to sefer, by mekech, ubo balchei v'lokho. Shmuel held it's a zvina liyoyme. And I don't say achayis to sefer. We paskin like Rav, Achayis Toi Sefer, Bein B'Shitrei Avo, Bein B'Shitrei Mekech Memke. So Trashi, Achayis Toi Sefer, less on the Shmuel Dom HaShibu Tzorich Limolch, we don't paskin like Shmuel. And the previous Rashi, if Afi Pid Lepirish, less on the Shmuel Dom HaShvach Tzorich Limolch. Fine. Zog the Gemara Baiter. Boy minei Shmuel Merav. Chozo velokro mibailim orishoinim mau. What is the din if the Gazlan went? The Gazlan. Now Taisvis says, let's just learn Taisvis. Chozo velokro buloi hikirbo mairi. It's speaking about loi hikirbo. That means the lekeach came to the meicher with. He was naive. He did not know b'chlal that it's a gegazel tekarke, and he bought it. He trusted the meicher. The meicher tells him. He's telling him it's a meicher. The deal you're getting, you finish. Become a boiler in a gazel nyochel avatal hamekach lahasel emoisa boiler. So he's playing a shaila. Now, what did the gazel do? The gazel, after he sold it to this person. He comes over to the Nigzal and he says, I want to buy the karka. It's grown about Shuvu Seif Yomo. He goes, got money now. And he wants to buy the karka from the Nigzal. The Nigzal sells him the karka. Fine. Now he bought the karka from the Nigzal. Now he goes over to the Lekeach. He comes over to the Lekeach and says, you know, I'm sorry to tell you, it's a gegazel to karka. It belongs to me. Now you give me back the cock. Oh, so the shy. Oh, he has to give him back money. Now, okay, we'll talk about it. But the buyer, you have to get out of the cock. Let's not make an error. Parshi is though. You have to get out of the cock. It's my cock. We'll talk about the money. But the buyer, it's my cock. That's the Gemara Shaila. Boy mine Shmuel Merav, Chozo velokro mibailim rishonim mal. Zogt Rashi, Chozo gazan velokro mibailim rishonim, la'acher shemochel lekeach. Now he purchased it. Mal liyos b'mokim bailim. Now he's the owner. Kilu lokro acher, just like someone else would have purchased it. Now he'll kick the lekeach out of the karka. Yeah. Amalei, mamochaloi rishon l'sheni, kol schus shetovi liyodai. No. He sold it to him. So he sold it to him, that means, in the Mekach, there lies an obligation mitzad the Moicha that whatever schusim I'll get in this karka, you'll acquire from me. So now, when I sold you the karka in the beginning, the karka wasn't yours because Lida wasn't mine. But now that I acquired the karka, so in the Mekach, there's a mutual understanding that whatever I have in this karka will end up by you. So what does Rashi say? Amalei leimotzi lafuke. He can't kick him out of the karka. Shamecha mochaloi kol Schus shetobi liyodai. That means, kshemocha, when he sold it, mocha leikol schus shetobi liyodai. All schusim that he will eventually acquire, ukshelokho, and when he bought it, loylokho elo kedei shetei mekuyim biyada lekech. That's why he bought it. He bought it take that he'll make good the mekach. When he sold it to him take, the mekach was very wobbly because he knew that it's not his. Ukshelokho loko kedei shetei mekuyim biyada lekech. My time, my time, Mazutra Omar, Nechele, the Loy Nikraya Gazlona, that he wants that the Lekeir should not call him a Gazlon. Rabashi Yoma Nechele de Leke Beim Nusay, that he should be trustworthy. Now what does Rashi say? Le Likraya Gazlona. Shleya Chalfenu Lekeir Zeg She Yitzienu Nigzal Miyodai. That the Lekeir, let us say the Bible was speaking about Loi Hikirbo. Loi hikirbo, so the lekeich bought it, the lekeich was under the impression he's buying a good karka. Now, if the nigzal is going to take it away from him, so it's not kedai to print what the lekeich is going to call the moicha. I mean, he stole him a kagazel to karka. She yechafenu lekeich zek she sena nigzal miyodai, vikirenu gazlan. So he wants to be Mamid the Mekach. Now, let us just try to explain a little how does this work. When he sold it to him, L'chayre the Mekach wasn't Chal, because it didn't belong to him then. He's selling something which didn't belong to him. To say that the Mekach was I'm selling a kadova shloi baloilom. The barrel's not mine, but when I'll get it, so I'm making another maise kinyan that it should be yours when I'll get it. So that involves a lot of problems. That's according to Ramei or the mak kadova shloi baloilom. But l'chayre, we have to see later the sugya and after Zion. If you can make such a thing, we don't hold like Ramei. So how does it become the Lekeiachs? So I just like to mention two Mahalchim. There's one Mahalach, and that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says like this. We see the Moicher he wants to make good the Mekach. Why he wants to make good the Mekach? Not else. He doesn't want, he can't face the Lekeach, he's holding a karka, talking about Lehikibot, Taisvah says. He can't face the Lekeach, they take away the karka. So he wants to make good the Mekach, fine. So the Rashba says, I'm Moira de Kizach. So when he goes to the Nigzal, so the Nigzal also knows the Almighty, he sold the karka. There is a mutual understanding between the Gazlan and the Nigzal that the Gazlan wants to make good the Mekach for the Lekeach. So when the Gazlan gives money to the Nigzal, he's giving money that the Nigzal should be makne the karka to the Lekeach. That means they know that that's the intent of the Gazlan. The Gazlan wants to still be friends with the Lekeach. So the reason why he's giving him why he's buying now the karka is he wants that the karka should really belong to the Lekeach. So he's buying the karka for the Lekeach. So Memele, and the Moich is makna to the Lekeach, so it belongs to the Lekeach. That's how it belongs to Lekeach. So according to this Mahalach, it comes out the Gazlan was never kind of the Karka. That means I say Pshat, and that what he purchased it from the Nigzal, he's purchasing it from the Nigzal for the Lekeach. That's what Mahalach, that's how the Rashba learns. The Chedushi Aran says, no. He purchased it for himself. But as Anan Sadi, he was makne it later to the Lekeach. How he did this, that's a sugi and after Zayin. But Al Kaponim, Rav answered Shmuel, listen, the Zicha Anan Sadi, that when it was purchased either that the Lekeach is kinda right away, with through the Mekach, or either the Lekeach is kinda right away through the Mekach, or perhaps that's the Rashba's Malach, or the Ran learns that the Lekeach, the Gazlan is kinda at first, but later he's makne to the Lekeach. We have to figure out how this is done, what the Maisek Inyan is. Yeah, so but we have here two reasons why the Meicha wants to make good the Mekach. One reason is the Lekeach shouldn't be Mecharef him. And Rabashi Yoma Necheloi the Leke Ben Nusa. Mai Benayu, like the Gemara, so what is the difference between these two Mahalchem? What's the Nafkemine? Ike Benayu, the Mis Lekeach. That the Lekeach died. Man the oma nechelei the leili kaya gazlone. If the whole purpose of the mekach was that he still lekeach should not be mecharefin, homislei he died. Man the oma nechelei the leikem beim nusei. Vadiboni nami nechelei the leikem beim nusei. Fine. Now let us see Rashi. What is pshat in this gemara? The mis lekeach la'acher shelokcha gazlon min habaylim. After the gazlon bought it from the baylim, so let's be megashim d'inyin. The gazlon bought it from the baylim. Reish chodesh nisan. Reish chodesh iyer the lekeach died. Va'gazlon bo loitziyom mibonov. He wants to take it away from the children. Leman the yom alei chazal lahamid mem koredol lekay lekeach gazlan. If the whole purpose was that the lekeach should not call him a gazlan, amis lekeach, so the lekeach died. Umi yechafen awayt. Now finished. He was afraid the lekeach has a big mouth and he's gonna say bitter. So he bought the karke for the lekeach. But now that was an innocent. But now that Lekeach died in Iyer, it was miskabel azeh elamida biyodi bechayiv leila acha maisa. Now, let us just see Taisvis. The mis Lekeach, perish Rashi, acha shalokha. The Lekeach died. The Lekeach died, acha shalokha. The ain't near it. So Taisus is a murder kekasha. Watch out. The karka, the meicha bought the karka in this, from the nigzel. And then the lekeach died in here. The lekeach died in here, finished, he won't be mecharef anymore. So it's no more the lekeach. No more lekeach. But when he bought it in Nissen, it became automatically the lekeach in Nissen. What is pshat? That when the Lekeach dies, it's Ois Lekeach. He was kind of already. He was bought for Lekeach. That's Tais Viskasha, Vein Nire. The Miyad Shekona HaGazlan Zoche Boi Lekeach. The minute the Gazlan was kind Zoche Boi Lekeach. V'otu Mishum De Mislei Bosa Hochi Poka Koichoi Ele Yeshloima De Mis Koidem Shalokha Gazlan. So Taisvah says, Anupshat, that he bought it, the Meichel, the Gazlan bought the Karka after the Lekech died. So Zichah bought it for himself. If the whole reason I say he bought it for the Lekech is that Lekech should not be Mechal, he's dead already, he won't be Mechal for him anymore. That's a Taisvis says. Now we'll stop over here in this Taisvis. Let us just say, so what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi is Shreklich Shvel. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi held, if the whole purpose of the Kinyan was that the Lekech should be Mecharefim, so the Kinyan was only a Kinyanless man. That means I'm not buying for you, so I'm buying for myself, for my covenant. You shouldn't be Mecharefim. So Mamela, I'm buying it, cause it should be yours, cause man your life. So whenever you'll see me, give me a smile, you won't be Mecharef. That's why I'm buying it. The minute the Lekeach dies, finished, there was no intent, Bechlal, there was either, I wanted to buy it for him, I bought it for myself, that it should be Mecharef me. The minute he's dead, he won't be Mecharef me anymore. So then he goes over to the children and says, you know, this karka never was mine, it never belonged to your father. I bought it for your father, he shouldn't be mecharef me. He's dead now, the karka goes back to me. So that is the machlokes, Rashi in Tosfos, by mislekeach. Rashi learns mislekeach means he died after the king, after he was koine. Af al pikein, so it was his? Till he dies. The minute he dies, it becomes Isis. It was only a Kenyanless man, not a Kenyan Elam. It was a Kenyan only to prevent Chiruv. So the minute he dies, the Kenyan is Nifka. But if the Tam is the Lekim Behid Nusay, Bahadi Boni Nami Nechale the Lekim Behid Nusay. Yeah, so, it's like the Gemara, no. Saif. I mean, if he's afraid of Chiruv, the kids also, I mean, he's going to take away the karka from the kids, and the kids will call him, you're a gazlan. I mean, my father bought a karka from you. And so if he's afraid of Chiruv, the children won't smile at him. They'll be insulting him also. Fine. So the Gemara, so afilu als the tam of the leilikraya gazlonim, also I should say that it was bought already forever, because else the kids will call him gazlonim. Aleike binayu the misgazlon, that the gazlon died. Man da omenech leilinish leilikraya gazlon. The whole time is that they shouldn't call him a gazlan or mislay. Man domenechle de leken beim nusay, chanami avogav de mis, nechle de leken beim nusay. Now, let us see Rashi. De mis gazlan, la'ache shalokho, the gazlan died, va'boim lohoitzi miyad alekech. Now, the bonim want to take it out of the lekech. So if you say the time is alt, Lekhaye gazlan amislay, le diskabla midem kori elbi mechayim shleyechafu. So here, Rashi again leshitosay. Rashi learned that the Kinyan is only a Kinyan zmani to prevent chiruv. So Mamela, when he bought the karke, he's afraid of his covet, and that's it. So Mamela, so he knows that, so he, when he bought the karke, so the intent was, if the karka should belong to Lekech, calls man I'm alive. The minute I die already, let it go back. I'm not worried about the chiruv of the Lekech, because I'm dead already, and I don't want the Lekech to have the karka anymore. So then it'll go back to my children. So according to, now we just learned, Tosfos did not learn that it's a Kenyan's money. So according to Tosfos learned mislekeach means before the Mekach. Before the Mekach, so he's not buying it for the lekeach. Now what's the Taish miskazlan? So So Tosfos says a big problem. So let us see Tosfos. Umis gazlan tzorch loyme shayachoyle oigoyses pesha shalokha min nigzal. Mixed gazlan means when he was buying it, he knew already that the prognosis wasn't too long. The prognosis would just be for some emailers. So that's pshat. So he's not worried about him, the chiruf of the lekeach, because he's not worried about the chiruf of the lekeach. So the Gemara. So let's go back to the Gemara. El eikim neidem is gazlan. Ma doma nichle nishtole lekei gazlan. Amislei. Ma doma nichle lekei bemnusei. Och neim afal gav de mis nichle lekei bemnusei. Like the Gemara, soif kori libnei bnei gazlone. That means it's also his covet. A call his children, you're the children of a gazlan. That also bothers him. That means that'll be the yichus that they have, the bnei gazlon. Aleike beinai the yove b'matone. That'll be the nafkamine. He gave it the matone. A person gave matone a karka, and then the makabel matone was lehike. Man doma nechalev leikim b'mnusei. Matome nami nechalev leikim b'mnusei. Gave him a matone, so I want that the matana should remain. Manda menechlein likrai gazlon, omalein my gazlina minoch. I didn't steal anything from you. Never gave me any money. Avagav de Mosi, with Rashi says, Avagav de mis, nechlein mikorem. Like a bemnus efelachamis. Zaypsev kolob nebene gazlon, nimso shafelachamis, mechalfin oisai.